Hello, I'm Alan Watt, filling in for Charles Giuliani, going over some of the reality behind the illusions in this world, the illusions which have become our normalcy. We've been taught that everything is normal. And it must be normal, isn't it? Because if you look at your neighbors and everyone around you, they'll all have the same opinions as you, because they all get it from the same sources. In fact, the technique of opinion creation is so perfect today, is a perfect science. They will always bring you to what you think are your conclusions by the data and the technique of transmitting it to you. I was talking about children and how they're indoctrinated and how spontaneity, really creativity, is drummed out of them at school, because that leads to individuality. A very, very important topic, because the elite have said that they must eradicate the problem of the individual. This elite, remember, and their ancestors guided the world through thousands of years where the collective was the norm under the religions that they mandated for them. The whole idea of individuality is a fairly recent phenomena. Before that, it was areas and habitats and groupthink, and towns and villages, and you conformed to the system or you were shunned by the system. It wasn't until really the beginning of the 1800s that the whole idea of individual thought could be very, very important, in fact. If you look at small children, you will often see spontaneity coming out of them. They have an ability to feel and think, that which is really theirs. It's personally theirs. Not because they've been told to respond in a certain way to this or that situation. And the spontaneity will show in what they say and what they think, and in the feelings that are expressed in their faces, and in their drawings, and so on. If you ask what makes for the attraction small children have for most people, it's really that, apart from sentimental and conventional reasons, the answer must be that it is the sound quality of the spontaneity that attracts us. It's something that we are supposed to have ourselves, but it's been drummed out of us. Life in the system, which is anti-human, tends to drive it out of you. It makes people dead. And the sad thing is, you find so many people, when they hit about 50 years of age, become desperate. They're saddened, they're deadened to this world, which they can't really understand. They're fed up with the worry and the scurry and the tensions and the fears of poverty, losing their job, losing their family, which they generally do today, and so on. And they become dead, and they look forward to getting a pension and retiring. It's like a runner going through the tape. If I can just get through there, I'll get my pension and retire, and I'll be out of this rat race for a while. That's what they hope for. And what a sad ambition for so many people, to look forward to retiring, because we know once we retire, we get older and sicker, especially in this day and age with all inoculations we've had and the rotten food that's genetically modified to serve that purpose, to make us even worse. And you won't live very long, so you won't have much time to enjoy anything. And with the cost of living going up by the magic wand of the man at the top, you can't relax even then. Life is drummed out of people. The spontaneity, the creativity of individualism is under incredible attack. In the industrial era, we saw the rise of what they called, from the feudal system and the collective to the mass man. The mass man, even though he thought he was an individual, really was conforming to one or other groups that were laid out before him to join. And from that, we have the mass indoctrinations, the mass agenda for the masses today. I'll be back after these following messages. We're part of fire, let it burn.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Standing in for Charles Giuliani. Please look into my website at Cutting Through the Matrix, where I go into a lot of this amazing matrix that we do live in, with different levels of it, how we have gotten to where we are, and where we're supposed to go from here if we allow it, and what the consequences will be. Lots of stuff for free. And you can take the transcripts as well and download those and pass them out to people you know. Don't expect miracles, because we're living in a time of choices where people are, wittingly or otherwise, choosing the future for themselves. The choice not to know is a choice. We have to respect that. People are choosing. Many people like this world of slavery. They like this world where the slave is guaranteed X amount of dollars every week and can buy their little rewards from China that don't last very long, but then they can buy more the following week or the following month. They like the idea that there are these special people above them who are managing all the severe and heavy, weighty problems of the world for them. That gives them time to play and to mix and socialize and talk trivia to each other and smile and sip wine and laugh. What we're down to in this day and age is a battle for the individual self. We understand that if you lose selfhood, individuality, you go into a state of masochism. And this is what fascism is based on, sadomasochism. The sadist and the psychopathic sadist worship power. They worship power for power's sake. They detest anything which is weak. And they will tell you, and in many ways, of how they hate the weak. People are not allowed to be sick. There's something wrong with them if they're sick. You'll hear this said, in fact, in conversation. Power is the key. And George Orwell, who wrote 1984 in 1948, the actual title of the book was going to be called The Last Man, but his publisher chose the actual 1984 is a reversal of the year it was published. But he said, when he's been tortured by O'Brien, O'Brien would have no problem getting employment today in a high government level with all of his techniques and knowledge. But O'Brien said, in answer to Winston's query as to why they did it when they already had everything you could possibly want, and O'Brien said, power. Just for power's sake. Unending power, you see. It's hard for normal people. In fact, it's really impossible for normal people to imagine this kind of mentality. That's why they get away with it. They look like us. No, they're not reptilian. No, they're not Nephilim or anything else. They're psychopathic human beings. And we better understand what psychopathy is, and it's not difficult. Go into the books, study it, study the ego side of the psychopath, and you'll find that sadomasochism is a tremendous part of it. You'll find in all big military regimes, the officer corps worship the people above them, and they're sadistic to those beneath below them. They worship power. They'll do anything they're told by their leader or their master, the one who's achieved ultimate power. This is a system that's been brought in today, which will have control over all of us. So the annihilation of the individual self and the attempt to overcome the unbearable feeling of powerlessness are only one side of masochistic strivings. And then the other side is the attempt to become a part of a bigger and more powerful whole outside of yourself and to submerge yourself and participate in it. In other words, a much more powerful group. This power can show in the form of a person or an institution or a god or the nation or conscience even or a psychic compulsion. By becoming really part of a power which is felt as much stronger than anything else around you, something that's eternal and even glamorous at times, you can participate in that kind of thing, and you'll feel its strength and its glory. If you find people who are around Hitler with his speeches, they always said that even though they didn't believe initially when they walked in the philosophy of Nazism, and Nazism was not just a national thing, don't believe that for a minute, that's a cover. It was an elitist international doctrine, which simply started with National Socialism. But people who went in and heard Hitler speak talked about how hypnotized, how caught up they were in the raw emotion of this man that was felt by the group all around the man. And it was the kind of hysteria almost that you will see if you're on the stage in a rock group where you know you have the crowd in the palm of your hand. And you can sway them in any direction you want. It's much the same technique. But sadomasochism comes in to the worship of the all-powerful leader that promises you utopias and better futures to come. It's always strange to find that going through history, they never materialize. In fact, when you fight for something to overthrow a terrible power, you often find you end up with a worse one in its place. It's because it's the same power that's still in control. It's just changed hats, because the sadomasochists, those who worship power above them and hate the weaker below them, are still in charge, because they belong to all sides, all groups, and all eras. They used to be called in ancient times the deviant creation, because their whole world is a form of deviant thinking. They must dominate to control, and they cannot leave anyone else in peace. Again, difficult for the average person to comprehend, because hopefully the average person doesn't want to dominate and control those around them. You will still see it, because I do believe, just from my own observations, that there are just as many psychopaths at the top and all down through the strata of society, down to the bottom level. In books dealing with pathocracy, that's reigned by psychopaths and dynasties of psychopaths. Pathocracy shows you that the pathocrats will give you a psychopathic culture. So even the ordinary people at least will try and emulate the psychopaths by their lifestyles and by their behavior. It's only when it comes to the nitty-gritty, would you kill mass amounts of people to go further, that the normal person will have their choices kick in, and hopefully they'll say no. In a system of winners and losers, and that's all you see now on television, where you have the stars, the super rich, the wealthy, the Donald Trumps, all these, the Bill Gates, the people who you're trained to believe made it by themselves, but they didn't, you see. They were allowed to come up there. In fact, they were groomed to come up. You don't get into those positions of power unless the doors are opened by the big boys above you. But we are taught to worship them. They've made it. They've become the stars. What do they have that we don't in this world of terror and fear? They have no wants anymore of poverty. They have no fear of becoming sick and being unable to get the best treatment. All of those worries are taken away from them, and so the public are taught to worship them. They call them the stars. The Hollywood stars is the Hollywood, remember. It comes from the Hollywood, the Hollywood that was the staff of the ancient wizardry. You'll even find that in different Bibles and different holy books. They used to call it a holy day. And the holly itself is the green wood, evergreen. It gives the leaves in the winter time too. Look at the old Christmas carol, the holly and the ivy, because there's an occult meaning behind it going and predates Christianity. That's the staff of the holly wood. Mickey Mouse has his little wand of holly wood, which waves the magic spell over the people and distorts a reality into a different reality, a fictional one, which we all follow. The stars are all in the culture creation industry. They give you, through fictional forms, your downloading, your emotional imprinting, your viewpoints on things, because when you're being entertained, it never dawns on you that you're being indoctrinated, because your shields are down when you're being entertained. If you go to hear a lecture on something, your shields are up, and so you can analyze each sentence as it's said and dismiss it or accept it. It's up to you. But through entertainment, with the storyline, and with you always identifying with the hero, if you're the male, or the heroine, if you're the female, ancient techniques, you will follow everything they do, including the things you might not necessarily like. You're being given new ways of doing. Through entertainment, you're being filled with predictive programming, as they call it in Tavistock Institute in London, which is really the world's premier place for mind control and psychopolitics, and even the psychopolitics in geopolitics for different cultures. We are living in a big laboratory, a laboratory where everything which is introduced to us is discussed at big think tanks before we even see or hear it. Or when Miss Jackson's breast was exposed at the Rose Bowl, as the Masons do for males, the fire went on behind her, the big Masonic idea. And you didn't know, did you? I'll be back after these messages.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Standing in for Charles Giuliani, and I believe we have a call from the Netherlands. Are you on the line? Hello?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes. Who are you?
I'm Walter from the Netherlands.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing well.
Well, I first want to thank you for filling in for Charles. It's always a pleasure listening to your calm voice explaining the dire situation. I want to ask you one thing, and then I'm going to hang up fast. I was wondering if you could comment on the current crash that appears to be happening on the market, and if you see a global crash coming. Thank you very much.
Yes. Well, Walter, the
I'm going to hang up now. Bye.
Bye now. I'll answer that. Yeah, we have we've gone through this before with the supposed crashes and so on. Remember, everything else, again, in the system is pretty phony, and that the price of anything is just an idea. When you have middlemen coming in to fix prices and those who deal with real estate who simply inflate everything out of all proportion to regards of the materials in a particular house or property or whatever, then you've got a business taking over. And whenever you have a business, you never have any kind of reality involved in it anymore. You have a game going on for higher profits. So they can manipulate markets up and down like a yo-yo. The only real estate, and this is a very important part, real estate always really meant the land itself, not so much the buildings that were on the land. And they've trained us all, since they got us into cities, etc., to start thinking in real estate as being actual a home. A home is nothing at all, really. It's just a bunch of sticks or bricks. Bricks are preferable. And that's the old story in masonry of the straw house, the wooden house, and the brick house. In other words, real estate was really the brick house. But yes, it can be manipulated. And there's no doubt that in the future, step by step, but not suddenly, I believe, they will bring down the value of everything as they start to get us all into the habitat areas. Because they've told us that the United Nations, through the Agenda 21 program, that's the agenda for the 21st century, that by the end of this century, it could be the middle of the century, who knows, it could be 20 years from now, they are going to train the public into this new system of living in habitats, and they have stated categorically there will be no private property. It will not be allowed. It will be rental only, because they plan to withhold the credits for your rent if you go against the system. So they must eliminate private property through a step-by-step process. I'm sure they will bring us through two or three major crashes and then introduce a new system of government supplement, probably initially, and then the introduction of rental accommodation only for a new age. And they'll tell us all of these reasons. All the experts will come on over a period of 2 or 3 years to convince us of the necessity of changing our whole way of thinking and doing. But right at the moment, I'm not too worried. The U.S., they'll probably bring it down faster, because the U.S., as they said in their own books and materials, as they finish off the last part of their mission, which is to bring the Middle East under control and convince all the residents of the Middle East of the necessity of joining the big global club, as they pay for all of this, their economy is to come down and their real estate business and so on will suffer first. I think Europe is much safer for a little while longer. So I hope that answers your question. If there anyone else wants to call in, we can take calls for the next half hour or so. Meanwhile, I'll continue talking about this. This is what I'm saying about perception versus reality. Nothing in the system is what you think it is, including the value of things. Value is an idea. Anything in old times that was truly valuable was something which you used and was utterly necessary. But when you create a new perception of value where someone else decides what something is worth, you have stepped outside that initial definition. In old times, a tool was valuable, a saw was valuable. It was something you could create a home from or with. But when other third parties come in and deal with real estate and gauge the prices out of existence to get a bigger cut, then you're in an artificial system, the same as the money system, the banking system, and you've lost all control. It's your decisions and the value is made by other people, even though, as I say, a price is just an idea. The difference being they're taking your right to make the idea away from you and put it into the hand of a supposed expert. I'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
For Charles Giuliani, and I believe we have another caller, Ted from Georgia, on the line. Are you there, Ted?
Yes, Alan. I've been watching the CNBC, I believe they call it, it's theater, mm-hmm. about the stock market, and they would have you to believe, in, not necessarily today, but they would, their whole outlook on the market is that it's spontaneous, mm-hmm. that it's a market economy, a yeah. market system. And yet, it's completely rigged, and now, today and yesterday, it's becoming obvious that it's completely rigged.
Yeah.
We have the Fed bailing out the market, and of course the Fed, while it is a private institution, it is outside the what we recognize as being the government, mm-hmm. and yet it is a part of the ruling apparatus.
Yeah.
And I know you agree with me on these things, but I'm trying to get them into a better perspective for us.
Yeah.
And that is that it is a part of what I think Gorbachev in his book, I think he's written two, but in the one that I read, and I forget the name of it, but he recognized it as being a form of socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And you referred to that, you alluded to that a while ago.
Yeah, he wrote in a book that was called Towards a New Civilization some references to the new system of the combination of capitalism and communism that would be brought in to the West. And that was, along with that, was the elimination through a series of events. He didn't specify what events would be of bringing in rental accommodation. And, of course, he said it was to serve the masses much better. So he was alluding to the fact that eventually private property would be done away with, and we're seeing it beginning to happen. This has always been their intention, is to house everyone in habitat areas. Now, the real estate organizations, interestingly enough, and they have big organizations of these sharks who have got together, and they're touting this whole habitat strategy for the United Nations is the best boon they've ever had for themselves, and they're building big, high-class type habitat areas with super modern homes for what will eventually be the bureaucratic elite that runs the system for the true elite, and they think this is a wonderful chance for themselves, while the rest of the public, just as it happened in Britain during the Industrial Age, they drove all the peasantry off the land into these thrown-up, cheaply built cities like Manchester, Birmingham, and so on. It's the same strategy recurring again as to get the rest of us all off into the major cities, which will become overcrowded and disease-ridden and so on. They've written about this. That is the strategy. It's not a pleasant picture, but I'm not here to sugarcoat things. I'm here to tell people like it is. So, yes, you're quite right. It's an artificially driven system. When you're not in charge of your own property or its value or anything else, then you are powerless to resist it. Someone else is in charge. Unseen forces, unseen faces, you don't even know their names. In fact, there's so many layers of them dealing with you all the time, and most folk don't even realize it. It's no different from Rothschild getting up every morning, sticking his finger out the window, deciding which way the wind blows, and putting the value in the price of gold. It's the same thing. It's outside your hands, or a bunch that meets in the Bank of Canada, which is just a floor in a building where representatives from the major lenders meet with an appointee from the government to decide what the value of the dollar will be. It's the same con game. We have never had freedom, definitely not in the financial sector, and they knew a long time ago they'd have to take away the real estate sector as well. So yeah, you're quite right there.
Well, the main point I want to make, and of course it's a struggle by the elite to subjugate the masses,
mm-hmm.
and to manipulate the masses.
Yep.
And to manipulate them with information where possible, but with force when necessary.
Yeah.
But I call it, I adhere to Mr. Gorbachev's idea that it is socialism, and I call it private socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Federal Reserve comes in. It's private. Mm-hmm. But it is a part of the effective government.
Oh, absolutely.
The media mm-hmm. is privately owned.
Yep.
But it is a part of the effective government.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, the media is an essential part, is an essential arm of government. In fact, you used to have the three estates, heavenly, temporal, and ministerial, and they added on to it the fourth estate, which is the media. That's an official part of the 20th century dogma. The media is an essential part of governance, absolutely.
Would you mind repeating that?
Yes, I'm saying that you used to have the three estates, and that was your God, then power, spiritual and temporal, meaning all the way down to a king or an elite. And that was always in the dictionaries as the three estates, they called it. And now they've added the fourth estate, which is the media. That is officially in the dictionary in Oxford, because the media is an essential arm of government.
The media is of the essence in this system they're imposing upon us.
That's right.
If we can expose the media, to the extent that we expose the media as being, as not being in the interest of the people, but in the interest of the elite, then to that extent we can neutralize them and prevent them from running roughshod over us.
Yes, the media is so effective, especially since television was given out, to indoctrinate the people into false perceptions, which become the reality. Perceptions become reality, you see, how it's presented to you. And whole nations have been trained and weaned and brought up on television with the same main news anchors people for their whole lives.
I consider that the television hypnotizes its addicts.
Yep.
And you alluded to that, I think, recently.
Yeah.
By saying an ad, it took eight exposures, I believe you said, to solidify it in the mind of the observer.
Yeah, it takes at least eight repetitions of even a simple advertisement or a term like weapons of mass destruction
for the
public to remember that and start parroting it themselves. That's the trick. After the eighth one, the public themselves will parrot those terms, those slogans, in conversation with each other. Yeah.
Right. I have a website that deals with this... these questions of the media and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. Yeah.
It's www.noslow.info.
Okay.
And the title of the book, the e-book, which can be read without cost, is Horrified Hypnocritters. Horrified Hypnocritters, and the hypnocritters are what most people call sheeple, the people that have been hypnotized by the media.
Yeah.
And they are led to believe that what's not in their interest is in their interest.
Yeah.
In what's in the interest of the elite that controls the media.
Yeah.
Is in the interest of the television viewer. Which is normally not the case.
Yeah. Yeah, television, I mean, even television with its 60 hertz cycles and its flicker rate and all the rest of it was designed to be hypnotic. And it's always been understood this. It is a hypnotic instrument. And it's more easily observed with young children who will sit in front of it and their mouths will just drop open and they'll stare at it. And when the parents try to talk to the children, the children don't hear them. They literally don't hear them. They're hypnotized. But you all see adults who are hypnotized too. Now, most main news comes on late at night now. It used to be earlier, around 5 or 6 p.m., but the Tavistock Institute did a lot of studies and surveys and found out that when a person's tired, around 10, 11 p.m. at night, that was the best time to give them their propaganda through news. And that's why you have it late on now, because you're in a semi-hypnotic state already. You're tired, and you go right into that deep stage of hypnosis, and you're downloaded with all this data. Your sensor part of your mind is down completely, and you don't critically think about anything you're being told, but your subconscious will remember it, and you will repeat those terms that are instilled into you so carefully. In the following day at work, you'll actually repeat the slogans they give you and the terminology they give you.
When you're tired and relaxed, then you are more prone to suspend judgment.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Well, so nice to talk with you.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing that a Canadian show was following up the members, the shareholders of Hollinger Corporation, one of the big newspaper and media chains that was owned by Conrad Black, who was knighted and made a lord, Lord Conrad Black. He's in the news right now over some scandals, but I think he'll get off with it because he cannot be tried by ordinary people, because in a court of law, you must be tried by your peer group, which means he'd have to be tried by other lords. However, okay, I'll be there in a second. And also, you find that the other members were seen going into the Hollinger meeting, and Barbara Walters and all these other news anchor people, well-known ones, were all top shareholders in it. So here's the shareholders giving you the news. They're not just anchor people. They're actually members of it, too. So we have other callers on the line. Who do we have here? Hello? Okay, we've got Daniel in British Columbia.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, Alan, great to talk to you. Cade Milaforte.
Ah, how are you doing?
Yeah, it's great that RBN now seems to have its resident philosopher.
I'm just filling in at the moment, spontaneously, as you might say. I'm trying not to go into spontaneous combustion.
No, please. But no, seriously, it's great to get, you know, your level of analysis and insight onto the network. But I, if you'll allow me just for a moment, I'd like to play a bit of devil's advocate. I would say, to the contrary, that perception is reality, and
yeah,
reality in quotation marks, because mm-hmm. What reality is a very, very extensive study. But on that score, what I would quote Kant when he said that we cannot know the thing itself. So that we actually live in a mythic realm. The very self, the persona, the ego, the psyche is mythic.
Yeah.
And so the best we can do at this point, it seems to me, is to create a more viable, better myth.
Mm-hmm.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. See, Kant himself borrowed heavily from both Luther and Calvin. And Calvin's idea was a form of predestination, which was to submerge the individual into the mass under that very pretense that you could never understand everything, so give up your will to a god or a deity. And Kantian philosophy came after that with the same basic idea. However, this has been vastly...
But he did say that Lamp must have his god.
Yes, but we find again that the big institutes which took over, as psychiatry got involved and psychology got involved with behavioral psychology on a mass scale, they found more and more techniques to influence people's perceptions of things and actually use the way that they do perceive, the way the mechanics of perception go into action. They can actually influence and guarantee the outcomes of the perception. And this is the problem today. The Marshall McLuhan Center was heavily used by the CIA and other intelligence agencies because they were going into how perceptions are created
I happen to be a Canadian, and I read Marshall as a young man. Mm-hmm. I'm sure this happened, if it did, after his death.
Well, even during his life, I know.
Well,
professors...
you're saying that Marshall McLuhan was a CIA operative or agent?
Not an operative, but see, they also got funding. Even the universities, you understand, get funding through agencies and foundations along certain lines. And McLuhan knew perfectly well. I mean, he knew Professor O'Driscoll that died a few years ago and other ones, and there's some professors still alive that knew him very well. And McLuhan was well aware that some of these ideas could be abused by these agencies, and that
okay,
they would
Alan,
certainly
pick up on them. Okay, Alan, I hear the music, so I'll just say goodbye, and thanks. It was great to talk to you. Keep up the good work.
I will do. Pleasure to speak to you. I'll be back after these messages.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Watt standing in for Charles Giuliani, and I believe we have one last caller on the line. We have to make it very short. It's John from Kentucky. Are you there, John?
How you doing?
Not so bad.
Hey, I'm enjoying your show. It's the first time I ever heard it.
Uh-huh.
And I think the best thing people do with them TVs is just carry them out the front door and kick them off the front porch.
I agree.
I got rid of mine about 15 years ago and quit all that Christmas and all that other stuff, and it's really changed my life. But after I quit watching TV, I can't stand to watch it now.
That's right.
It's just like you. Once you figure out it's all a big bunch of BS. But what I really want to get to real fast is to prove people TV's behind it all, and I don't think we'd have to fire a shot to take our country back here in the U.S. if we just throw the TVs away.
Yeah,
I believe that's what would wake everybody up, take our land back and everything. But in Alaska, the Eskimos, the federal government tried to buy their steel resources up there, and they never would sell for years and years. And then one day they talked them into taking one TV, and within a year, most of them had five or six TVs. They all quit hunting and wasted their money on four-wheelers and all that stuff and ruined the whole society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, television was designed.
I just want to tell you you're doing a good job, but are you religious of anything?
In a certain different way than most people, if you've studied religions, but the television definitely has been the greatest tool to destroy the communication between people to converse themselves and share their own opinions and viewpoints. You're quite right. It's addictive. It's very addictive.
It's an illusion and another thing.
Yeah.
Even if you can get the message across to people, it seems like they know it when you leave your house.
Uh-huh.
In 2 or 3 days of back out there in their house and the TV stuff, they completely forget what you're even talking about. They're back on the same train.
Yep, absolutely, yeah.
Hey, Dad, you're doing a good job. First time I've ever listened to you. Thank you very much.
Well, talk to you again.
Bye.
And I'll be filling in as well today in a couple of hours for John Stadtmiller for 2 hours. So tune in again, and we'll carry on this discussion. Just to end this little part here, the previous caller talked about Kant and Kantian ethics and economics and so on, where Kant said that you could never know everything. But remember, Kant came out of the mass man's era when they were talking about individuality and what was it and how much power did it have. The later philosophers even took it further and said that individuality was everything, and that without individuality there would be no true creations within the world, no guideposts, no lights to guide people into more freedom. The mass man, unfortunately, which is conditioned today to be a mass man, is very easily manipulated by the major stream medias, and that's our problem. The Enlightenment talked about sapere aude, which was to dare to know. Dare to know. Ask the questions. Dare to know. Even though you don't like the answers, you've got to ask the questions, because only then will you start making decisions according to your conscience. And when that's all you have, that's your relation to your deity, in fact, is your conscience. What is right and what is wrong according to you, not by the standards you're taught by society, but what does your conscience tell you? We're living in a time when many of those at the top have no conscience. They are psychopathic, and we must overcome them while we have a chance. I hear the music coming, so that's me for this particular show. Tune in later. I'll stand in for John Stadtmiller. All the best for now.
With recent internet.